joining me in the studio this afternoon as part of our nonprofit interviews during our fall fundraiser is Jody Wilson of Lift Up. You're the president of the board of directors of Lift Up.
That is correct.
Well, yes, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Lift Up is 34 years old this year?
You're correct, yes.
Wow.
I know.
34 years of serving the community. You must be one of the most popular nonprofits
in
the area.
We are pretty popular, but I still think there's a lot of people out there that don't know who we are or what we do.
Well, let's get at it. I've got some numbers here that I'd like to read. And we'll talk about the services. Last year, I guess from December to January 15, no, January to December 15, I know how to, I can read a calendar. Over 42,000 clients were served. More than 35,000 bags of groceries were received by almost 15,000 clients. 19,000 hot meals were served at the two extended table locations. And about 2,000 people received government commodity foods, and you gave out a little over 200 thrift store vouchers, and you helped 69 people with their prescriptions. Lift Up does more than hand out food.
That is correct.
Talk about what you guys do.
Well, our mission really is to provide essential humanitarian assistance in the communities we serve. And we have 7 pantries that span from Aspen to Parachute. And we do more than just give food. I mean, that's one of the main things that we do that most people...
I mean, that's a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah, 35,000 bags of groceries, mm-hmm. That's a lot of food.
It is.
And, you know, we're not a very cheap valley to live in. And so we have a lot of people that, you know, work minimum wage and work more than one or two jobs, and they still can't make ends meet. So,
I wanted to ask you about what kind of clients you're seeing now, because Lift Up is not, I mean, I guess I should put it this way. Lift Up helps homeless people, but it also helps underemployed people. And I'm wondering, what's the biggest population right now that's coming into Lift Up?
I would probably say the underemployed.
Okay.
I mean, there's some unemployment too, but like I said, families that are living and they have larger families, and especially if it's single adult families, you know, with just one
like
provider.
Like a single mom, single dad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's tough, you know, and you got to weigh whether you're going to pay the mortgage or the rent,
exactly,
or buy food or pay for your heat. Mm-hmm. So this allows us to give them a little cushion or give them a little relief in some areas.
So how does that work? I mean, how do people find out about you? What do they have to do in order to receive help from you?
Well, one great place to go is our website. We have liftup.org, and it's got great information there, not only as being a client, so you know where all of our pantries are located, but you can always call the administrative office, and they've got a phone number down in Rifle, which is 970-625-2757. And that could be a great resource, too, talking to the executive director, Kim Loving, mm-hmm. or one of the office assistants there. And part of it is by word of mouth. You can hear about us. You know, most of the churches through the valley know who we
right.
are.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? One of my favorite services is the extended table. That's been in Glenwood Springs for a long time.
It's been really a long time.
How long,
you're
many
right.
years? It,
boy.
Is it the Methodist Church in the base? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Methodist Church in the basement? It is. That's right. And it's Thursday nights. Talk about that. I don't want to sit here and guess.
Actually, they do it Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay.
It is 5 days a week there. And then they also have it in Rifle at, and you caught me on this one. But we should call Rifle and find out. But I think that's Tuesday and Thursday nights that they have it down
okay,
there.
Okay, so that's not every day.
That's not every day.
Yeah. Okay.
But Glenwood is every day.
Uh-huh.
And that's Monday through Friday. And
boy, that food is wonderful. And how does that work? Where does the food come from for Extended Table in Glenwood?
well, that comes from our wonderful volunteers that put together a team, and they pick one day a month that they all work together, and they cook the food at home. They bring it to the Methodist Church.
Wow.
I know. And then they have just about an hour to get everybody served and then cleaned up and back out of the Methodist Church. So, yeah.
'Cause those, I have been there on occasion once to do a story and another time to help bring food in, and the meals were lovely. I mean, you know, big deal spaghetti and meatballs or some kind of beautiful casserole. I think I also helped serve on Thanksgiving once. And it just, the food is delicious. Do you still take volunteer teams to sign up for a night and bring in food?
We absolutely do, because every once in a while we get one of those teams that for whatever reason, if moving or retiring or they've done it for a long time and need a break. So there's always room for having more volunteers that would like to do that, or even just fill some spots of people that have gone away from the other teams. If you don't want to build a team to do a full evening.
Oh, okay. So you can join a team.
Yes.
Oh, great. So again, they would call, go to the website at liftup.org.
Correct.
Or dial 625-2757.
That is correct. Yes.
And talk with anybody there. I love the extended table. The Rifle extended table is not as old as Glenwood. That's just gotten a start in the past few years.
That is correct. Just the last few years. Mm-hmm. And they're still serving quite a few families there too. And so it is a labor of love from the volunteers, and it's a great resource for the community, you know, having those meals.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving is coming.
We're moving.
Uh-oh, look at your face. It's like, dun, 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 dun. The holiday season must be, I would imagine, is an extremely busy time for Lift Up.
It is very. We're just coming into what most people think of Lift Up and giving food is the holiday baskets, that Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday baskets. You know, last year we gave out, I think about, over 1,800 baskets for the holidays.
Wow,
yes.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's a big deal. So
it's almost 2,000 families who need some help here.
Yeah, and to make their holiday special, you know, it's all about family and enjoyment, and one of the biggest things about holiday is food, and so it's great. And
what kind of things do you give out in the holiday baskets?
You know, we have gone to the point that we have vouchers that they can go to the city markets, so they can buy their turkey or their protein of what they like, because you know, there's different cultures now, and different people like different things, and then they get to supplement it with. We get potatoes that are donated to us, which is amazing, and then dessert items and rice and beans for some, and stuffing for others, and cranberry, and all the fixings that it would take to make what we call traditional.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm wondering, and we just have a couple minutes left, but can local farmers contribute or bring their local produce to Lift Up? Is there a mechanism in place for that?
You know, there is a mechanism in place
great.
For that, yes. And it would be best if you start with Rifle and call the number that I've already given you down there, and they can coordinate with the pantry managers at each pantry and making sure that we can receive it and also get it, you know, given out in a timely manner, because when we're talking about produce and things like that, the expiration is quick, so we need to be able to distribute quickly.
So if you're interested in connecting any friends that might be farmers, or if you're a farmer or grower or backyard gardener and you want to donate some food to Lift Up, call the Rifle office. Again, that number is 625-2757, 625-2757. Jody Wilson, anything you'd like to add?
I just want to thank KD&K very much for allowing us and all the other nonprofits for this time to talk to the community.
You know, I'm wondering, now that you mentioned KD&K, what is it about public radio that you think people should support?
Oh, it's just a huge resource of information that you get out to the community. And there, you know, we have newspapers, there's TV, but there's nothing like the radio where you just turn it on and everybody hears it. Mm-hmm. And so it's invaluable, absolutely invaluable.
Well, thanks very much for spending some of your day on community radio, Jody. And thanks for all the work you do with Lift Up.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.